Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got him now?
Yep, that's Dr. Matthew Schmidt, PhD, Associate Professor, National Security, Poli-Sci, International Affairs at the University of New Haven. Dr. Schmidt, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Doc.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
It's been too long.
So much to get into, so little time. What about the now we're hearing the complaints that the Russians are intercepting possibility of getting vaccines. What do we know about this? How much credibility do you put into these reports?
So the credibility rests in the fact that the British did an enormous amount of work to document this, but we don't know a lot about it because if you look at the report, there's only a couple of pages with English in it, and the rest of it are links to the data on the malware and the techniques that they used to hack. We don't know who they hacked. We don't know if they were successful or if they took any information, but we do know that this fits the pattern of the Russian spy agencies quite well.
What's in it for them, Doctor, besides getting the vaccine and, you know, selling it for exorbitant, giving it to one of the oligarchs and, you know, selling it on the market? What's in it for them?
That's an interesting question. We don't know that they need the vaccine information. They have a similar vaccine, an adenovirus vaccine, that's working on that by all public accounts seems to be going as well as anybody else's. And it could well be that they're just doing this and sort of trying to get caught in order to, you know, send a message to say, hey, we're messing around. We're going to, you know, destabilize you and this kind of stuff. So it's really unclear.
Also, I would think that, you know, this is another occasion where no matter what side of the political football field you fall on, you're either going to think that the president has something to do with this, or he's doesn't have anything to do. I mean, it just seems like another way to punt the political football.
I mean, people will use this. Although, to be honest, I don't think anybody has accused the president of, you know, being involved in this or wanting this to happen. They may accuse him of being easy on Russia and supporting or sort of letting go bad Russian policies in other places, but there's no indication that the administration is letting this go.
No, and I think previously, I mean, there are a number of clips that you can get a hold of, but I believe he was talking to Medvedev, he being Obama. Hey, next term I get reelected, I'll have more flexibility. So, I mean, it's rather incumbent that we have good relationships with him, I would guess.
With the Russians, you mean? I'm sorry,
yes.
I missed that again. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's good to have good relations with a country that's a major peer competitor and a potential threat or an actual threat at any given time. But you can't let this stuff go without pushing back. You have to do what we're doing, publishing these reports. And this is the way of doing this. You're saying we're going to inoculate the virus tool that you use to try to get information on, you know, on the real virus. And that's a pushback. I'm sure that's going on, though.
Talking with Dr. Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven. At some point, we're going to get into the political season. Joe Biden will be nominated to be the Democratic nominee. President Trump will be nominated to be the Republican nominee. But, Matt, how different do you see this presidential campaign being?
The Russians are going to try things, and not just the Russians. We've already had evidence about the Chinese doing this. The difference is that the government is aware of it to a degree that perhaps they weren't in 2016. And, you know, the Democratic Party and Republicans in the Lincoln Project and who are looking down the road long term are involved in this, and they're actively working against this. The problem is that the American system is bifurcated, and that you often have local election districts that don't have the technology or the skill set to protect against this. So what's happening is groups like the National Security Agency are trying to help and do as much as they can at the national level. But in the end, this really comes down to precinct captains.
Well, last night,
doing, and it's hard to protect against that.
Last night, Joe Biden was on with Joy Reid on MSNBC. And I believe, you know, he hinted that he thinks the Russians are going to try and fool around again, if not actually dealing with the totals, maybe putting out social media, fake news stories, things of that sort. So it's already bubbling there.
Yeah, and they'll continue that disinformation campaign. You know, some of the, you know, Facebook and other places are trying to protect against it more. They'll have some success compared to 2016, but it's still out there, right? It's advertising, right? The techniques that they're using are ancient. They're just doing it on electronic platforms, and there's really no way to stop that kind of disinformation and that manipulation from getting across to the public, except to teach the public to be aware of it.
Yeah.
How much do you think the absentee ballot issue will come into play before November?
It already is coming into play. If you mean with the Russian case here, I'm not sure at all, right? The question here is the people who are inclined to vote in a given district by absentee ballot and those
right.
who aren't, and really the impact of COVID. So I think you're going to see a lot more absentee balloting. I think that when you look at this, people argue that more Democrats vote absentee. That isn't really true as it pans out, but it may be true in key districts.
Hey, Matt, let me ask you a question, and I know you specialize in Eastern Europe and particularly Russia and speak the language fluently, but, you mentioned China a moment ago in passing. I mean, China's a player, are they not?
In the election, absolutely. But a lot of these places, again, I think we have to step back. The success or failure of these operations is actually, usually they fail, right? And we can't tell if they succeeded, how much and disinformation campaign actually contributes to the success of a political outcome. But the confusion that it sows, right, and the infighting that it sows, and the way it can change an overall political environment and the discussion in that environment
right.
is really what people are going for. It's really kind of a power play to say, like, look, I can push you around. I may not win the fist fight, but I can push you around.
Yeah.
Well, and to them, that's a win, right, to the Chinese and the Russians?
Destabilized.
It is, but I think, again, the thing people fail to realize often is that it's a win for the regimes against their own population. This is about creating an environment in a place like Russia where Putin says, the reason you need me as an autocrat is because the West is coming after us. And look, I'm pushing against the West by doing this election manipulation to make sure that they can't push back against us. Which simply isn't true. The truth is Russia's weak, and we wouldn't care about Russia unless they were doing these kinds of things. They're like tantrums, right?
Yeah,
like
you know what?
Who
good point.
Tantrums to get information, to get attention, but only in a bad way.
Although I think the leadership of China is looking to restore the Ming Dynasty, because at one time they were, in fact, probably a world power. Well, they definitely were a world power. So I think there are people with. You're looking at grandeur down the road. They're basically trying to dominate that sphere, I would think.
Yeah, they both are. I mean, Putin sees himself as a czar, and the Chinese look out at world history and they say, we were top of the heap for 4,000 years. We've only been at the bottom for 200, and we're going to recreate that. And anybody would do that. We do that too.
Yeah, check out the Great Wall.
Does one provide a bigger threat than the other?
Oh, in the long term, it's definitely China. The great challenge is what's called the Thucydides trap, which is whether or not we can manage the rise of China as a great power without going to war.
That'd be nice.
All right. Matt, thanks. We appreciate it. Always
thanks,
a pleasure to talk to you. You help us understand things much easier. Stay safe. We'll visit soon.
Thank you, Doc.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Dr. Matthew Schmidt from the University of New Haven.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.